Tape 128, or Atlanta B-14, continues the recording of the Chambly Cinderite step in March of 1980 from a Hotel PBX.
You have reached 378-2722 has been changed. The new number is 586-0773. Please make a note of it. 378-2722 has been changed. The new number is 586-0773. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Thank you. County Centrex will be closed until 8 a.m. Monday.
you doing? Wonder if you could do me a favor and help me demonstrate something?
To who?
To my tape recorder. Could you get on, the... Matter of fact...
Oh, the open sleeve?
Exactly.
God, that's gonna be gone.
Yeah, really.
Oh, shit, are there any others?
That we could look for them in 3-7 and 6-2, that's all that's left.
When will they be gone?
Well, 6-2 is...
That seems to be the safest form of toll fraud.
Yes. I don't know when 6-2 and 3-7 are scheduled to go, but sometime...
Are you recording this?
Yeah. We'll at least have the first part of this year.
You'll edit that out, I hope.
What, about toll fraud?
Yes.
Why not? It's no secret that certain things...
You laughed like, you know, God, you're so ignorant, you know, so naive, not knowing what not to say.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, after all, there are a lot of inherently harmless things that can be used for toll fraud. Like the fact that I can get by this toll restrictor doesn't mean I'm going to use it. Anyway.
Well, no, see, I'm talking about toll fraud that's really easy to use and can be explained away if it's discovered immediately.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, get on, knock me in on the open sleeve and then come in on intercept, okay?
Which one? I don't remember the number.
Okay, the sleeve is 9297.
9128.
And, intercept is 9218 or 9282 or...
Okay, first I'll say 9297, then 9218.
Okay, and wait a while before calling that, because it'll, you know... In fact, wait at least 2 minutes before knocking me in, okay?
Why?
Because I want to be able to dial slowly and actually record trunk noise for a while before it starts ringing. So wait 2 minutes, then knock me in, then come in on.
Okay, I'll wait 2 minutes by my watch from the second you hang up.
Oh, okay. Bye.
You have reached 634.
Hello.
9218 has been disconnected.
Isn't that a shame?
634. 9218.
Say something.
Has been disconnected.
Hello. What happened was it flashed when I came in, and that activated the timeout. Either that or intercept is subject to timeout in this group.
Number you have reached. 634.
Assumed.
9218 has been disconnected.
No, I think it only flashed.
634.
If it's soup.
9218 has been disconnected.
Okay, that was the connector timing me out. And I'm now going to just dial 7879, my own last four digits. See, they've made the intercept trunk, the intercept numbers in that group subject to timeout, which is not kosher. And the result of that is that we couldn't use that thing for toll fraud anyway. The only way to keep from getting cut off is to make it soup, and the only way to make it soup is to combine a local and a toll connection. Of course, the only way to use it for toll fraud anyway was to have one person calling from outside the Atlanta area from long distance, and the other person would have to be calling from, if they were calling from inside the Atlanta area, would have to make the call come in through a long distance tandem. And recently, If your long-distance tandem is the 4E, it uses a local tandem if you dial 1404 on a local number, so there's just no way to use those reversed long-distance trunks anyway.
Sometimes.
So,
I just thought I'd make that clear, sometimes.
What sometimes?
The 4E sometimes uses long-distance trunks.
It only uses long-distance trunks if you're calling from...
It uses its own trunks into the machines.
What's that?
You can dial from an ESS, dial 1404, something that goes into the 4E, and it will use local trunks sometimes.
Direct trunks to the end offices?
Yes.
Oh. Gee, from 3-2 and from 8-8, it never does. It used to always did. Same thing, it's treating them the same way it treats TSPS trunks.
Well, also, from long distance, wasn't it also possible to make the 4E use local trunks?
No, there was no way to do it from long distance.
There was any kind of routing that did that?
If all the local trunks were busy, that would be the only way to do it. Assuming
all the 4E's trunks were busy, in which case it would do its own regular rerouting.
Anyway, let me stop the tape.